Bez Hashem, today we'll be seeing the last stage of the sugya, the inyan of Macha. Amar Rav Huna, as the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Yosef, Higdilu Yecholim Limchais. When they get older, they can make a Macha. As it's a chiddush, you could have said maybe a cotton could make a Macha. But over here we see that a cotton's a aim by das. The same way he can't make gerus, he can't make macha. When's the only time he can make macha is when he's a gadol. What? Okay. I mean, you see by miyun that a cotton could do it. But over here by macha is different. A very good point. Okay. A good point. As the question is, what's the chiddush of Rabbi Yosef? Higdilu yecholim limchais. It's a brisa in Baba Basra Daf Kuf Lamed Ches that on every schia, the halacha is you could be moicha. The brisa over there is talking about a matana. When you give a matana to someone, you zeichen a matana for someone. If the person says, "I don't want the matana," it works. Because you could be Meicha. As what's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yosef? It sounds like Amar Rabbi Yosef. There's a Chiddush over here. You could be Meicha. L'chayr it's Pashid, you could be Meicha. Like every Schia, you could be Meicha. As there's two Mahalchim to explain it. One Mahalich is Alpi Tosis in Sanhedrin. Daf Samech Samed Beis. Tosis over there says that over here the Schias doesn't go with the regular Gedarim of Schia. Over here, being that the ger is toivel begufoi, someone else doesn't have to do a maisa schia for him. That's how Reb Chaim learns Taisis in Sanhedrin. Azay bezay, it's even to a cotton. Frek Taisis, Azok Reb Chaim, that Avada Taisis means it's schia. Just he means it's a higher level of schia. Frek Taisis, the sugi over here says he could be moicha. If it's a new kind of schia, who says you could be moicha? Zog Taisis, over here, Macha is not the regular din Macha. What Macha means is when he's a gadol, he has to be Makabal Mitzvahs. And if he's not Makabal Mitzvahs, the Geirus is not Chal. Because like we saw the first day, there are three stages to Geirus. Mila, Tvila, that we discussed. What about the Kabbalah's Mitzvahs? Zog Taisis, the Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, is when he's a gadol. And Macha over here means, I'm not Makabal Mitzvahs. That's what Macha means. She has to. What do you say?
He has to opt in. That's the opt in, meaning he has to choose to
yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, good. Excuse my English. I'm not so sophisticated. Okay. Fine. Okay. Yeah, he has to decide he wants to be Makabal Mitzvahs. So the Chem de Shloima says, so according to Tosis in Sanhedrin, so when is the Geiris Chal? Meaning we have an interesting Geiris, Mila, Tvila, and then the Kabbalah's Mitzvah is when he's a Gadol. As the Shut Chem de Shloima says, maybe you'll tell me that means the Geiris is going to be Chal later on. But it's Muchach not that way, because the Gemara says that when she's a cotton, Ktana, she could get married to a man. A guy is also to marry a man who's a yid. As it must be, the geiris is chalam afreya. As they zok di chemdish loima. Abasosam hadova veloi pirish. How could the geiris be chalam afreya if the kabbalah's mitzvahs doesn't happen till later on? As that, the Birch Shmuel brings from his Rebbe, Reb Chaim. That Reb Chaim said, Ba'oifin Zeh. You see from this Tosis in Sanhedrin, a chiddush in Geirus. What is the Etzem HaGeirus? The Etzem HaGeirus is Mila V'Tfila. Lashon Rishonim. That's Machnesim Tachas Kanvei Ashnina. The Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, Lashon Reb Chaim, is a T'nai Ba'alma. It's not a T'nai Likuv in becoming a Yid. It's a T'nai Ba'alma. So therefore, if at the end of the day there's a Kabbalah Smitzis, it could work Lemafreya Mishas the Mila and Tvila. Because what makes you into a Yid is Mila Vitvila. The Kabbalah Smitzis is a Tnai Ba'alma. Loshin Reb Chaim.
Tosis says?
Huh? Okay, we'll look later on together. I'm not familiar with such a thesis, but you could show me. I'm open-minded. Okay. Okay, fine. Oh, he means Tosis over here in Ksubis. Yud Aleph says it's the Rabbanan. Yafeh. Oh, but we're going in Tosis in Sanhedrin, Samaches, Samit Beis, that says it's Daraisa. Okay. As you have to give me a hint, when we're talking in Sanhedrin, Samaches, Samit Beis, Tosis says it's the Rabbanan. I'm like, oh. Okay, you mean Tosis over here in Ksubis, Yud Aleph says it's the Rabbanan. But this is Bedas Tosis in Sanhedrin, Samaches, Samit Beis, that says it's Daraisa. Okay. We just have a lot to do. Hold on. It's talk an interesting topic. I could hear you have a lot to say about it. Aber we have to accomplish. Okay. That's the first stage. But that only works according to one Shitas Rishonim, Tosis in Sanhedrin, that holds that the Schia over here is different than all other Schias, and it works Daraisa. And the Machah means Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Stam, just a Nakudim Pshat. So why does he have to be Moicha? He needs a Kabbalah's mitzvahs. As the word is, he's been living like a Yid for 13 years. As he doesn't have to be Makabal mitzvahs, we see he's Makabal mitzvahs. He has to be Moicha, that even though for 13 years I've been living as a Yid, but now I'm changing my mind. Okay, that's probably what you meant to ask.
No,
okay.
Opt out.
Okay, so you have to opt out. I got it. Okay. 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 That's a Hadgoshin Pshat. But this all works in Tosis and Sanhedrin, who's the Shita HaMuchudeshes. In all the other Rishonim that learn this Chia is the standard Chia, like the Pashas of the Gemara that says, Maika Mashmalon Tanina Zachin Lodom Shaloi Befano. How are they going to deal with this question? Why does the Gemara have to be Machadish that Machah helps? Hooray! It's a Braisa in Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Ches, that Machah helps. That's the question. As you could answer, Ba'if and Acher with a Rajba in Kedushin, Daf Chof Gimel. The Rajba is Machadish. There are two reasons why Machah helps. Zog the Rajba, there are certain decisions you make in life. They're sort of like an 85% schus, but a 15% choiva. You know, you have to weigh it and decide. Oh, like shaduchim, v'chule, there are different decisions in life you make that kilo, it's not all black, it's all clear. But it's still called zachin. But what does Macha do? Macha says to me, that 15% sad of choiva is real. And therefore, ayyadei the macha, you say for me, this is a choiva. And one of the examples the Rajba brings for this din macha is the Gemara in Baba Basra Kuf Lamed Ches. Someone's giving you a matana. Not everyone likes matanas. So any matanas yichyu. I like to be an independent person. I don't want to be makabel from anyone. Maybe that means I'm going to have to be meshubit to him. As there is a sad, there's a sad schus. I'm getting a nice matana. Oh. As over there, if a person's moicha, what's his macha saying? To me, this is a choiva. As then macha works. Zog de Rajba of an arsugya in Ksubistaf Yud Aleph, we see a chiddush. Over here, becoming a yid is a schus gomer, like we learned in Tosis. There's no way your macha could say, to me, this is a chayva. Yiddishkeit has no tzad chayva in it. Azay bazay, how does the macha work in our sugya? Zog de Rajba, it's a new kind of macha. Ein zochin la'odom bal karchoy. I can't force a chalois on you. If I'm doing a chalois for you, I'm doing something to be mechel a chalois for you, if you don't want it, I can't make it happen for you. I can't force you to accept something that you don't want. That's a new din of macha. Ein zochen la'odom bal karmi. And that was nischadish in the sugya in Ksubis Daf Yud Aleph. As lefi the Rajba is doch gewaldig. What we ask? What's the chiddush of Rabbi Yosef? That higdilu yichoy len limchoy, sarei b'chol schia, you could be meicha. B'chol schia, mecha helps, like by matane, because I'm saying it's a choiva for me. But over here, I can't say it's a chayva for me. As over here is a new din. It's a din of Ein Zochen L'Adam Bal Korchoi. Mecha says, if I don't want it, you can't make it happen for me. You can't make a chaloi for me Bal Korchoi. Thus is the Rashba. Okay. As the Gemara continues, and the Gemara is yes on him, that im kein it shver from the Mishnah, that in the Mishnah you could be moicha, as why do you give her a ksuva? As ever the Gemara, visa gedaita chigdilu yecholim limchois, yevina la ksuva de ozla v'achla b'geyusa. We give her a ksuva that she's going to go ahead and eat it when she's a goy. She's going to use the money for her goyishkeit. That we don't do. Okay. As what's pshat in the Gemara? That we don't give the ksuva to someone who will be ozlova. Oh, actually, before we do this, I'm sorry. One nakuda. One more nakuda we want to point out. In Rashi, Rashi says two hadgashas and pshat. Instead of waiting for Rashi, we'll do it now. Rashi says... Higdilo ktanim sheniskayru afilu im aviyam. Zokt Rashi, that which we said you could be moicha is when you niskayer even with the father, that the father was miskayer. What's the chiddush? Hare, you need bezdin, you need the parsha of Zochin. As what's Rashi saying? Afilu im aviyam niskayer imayim. Hare, it works midin schia, and in every schia you could make a macha. As what's the difference if the father was miskayer also? Zok Rebbe Kiva Eger, this Rashi is coming, is a raya, keneged the shita that has its sad, that when a father is megayer, it's a different inyan of gerus. It doesn't have to come on to schia. Because, like we saw the Yisoidus of Rav Nochum, the Av has a koyach to be Megayer, his child, like Rashi and Yevomis. As you could have gone with that, that has nothing to do with Schia. That's a whole new din. A father owns his child, he could be Megayer him. Zokar B'Kiva Eger, Rashi is coming, lafuke that. That it's not a new parsha, it's midin Zochin. We spoke out, the Chassam Sofer learned there was a new parsha, not Mishum Zochin. Aber Rav Nochum said that it is midin Zochin, as this Rashi was the mocker of that Rav Nochum, that even though the father has a koyach to be megayer his children, but it's midin Zochin, because you could be meicha. That's one deek in Rashi.
Overrides his schus. So why can't it be that when he becomes a gadol, the moment he becomes a gadol, as dach a gadol, so maybe he wasn't mamish tam diusur yet, but maybe he says vadev avkeren nicholi. So Rav Eis is coming to say, you know what? It's not bad.
As you want to argue on the Rashba, that the Rashba says it's a schus gomer, as you need pretty big plates to do that. Can you read the Rashba? Hell, not that way. But I hear, ha'ara, nice ha'ara, but we can't argue on a Rashba, right? Okay. Okay. Yecholim limchois. As there's one more diyuk from Rav Nochum in Rashi. V'loimer, Iev shenu li esgerim, v'choizin l'suran, v'ein lanu la'anshan bebezdin, afilo yedenu tkiva, v'em kiddish isha mishem micha, ein etzricha get. As Rashi's words, Vim Kiddish Isha Misha Micha Eina Sricha Get. As Rav Nochum had an old Gemara that had in back of it a Mari Korkus. And the Mari Korkus makes a diuk in Rashi. Vim Kiddish Isha Misha Micha. Mashma, that after the Macha, if he's Makadish Isha, it doesn't work. Mashma, if he's Makadish before the Macha, it works. Zagrev Nachum L'chayra Mavur in Rashi that Mechaz Mahani Mikanul Haba, not Lamafreya. And that's a reason Gechidish. Pashtis, the Mecha helps that the original Schia doesn't work. As why does Rashi say Vim Kiddish Isha Misha Micha? Mashma, that only if you Kaddish the Isha after the Mecha doesn't work, L'chayra if you Mekaddish before, it shouldn't work either. And he brought a lashon of the Rambam in Hilchus Melachim. The Rambam in Hilchus Melachim, when he brings down the sugya, he says that if someone is moicha, he's choyze liyos ger toisha. The mashmois of the Rambam is right now he becomes a ger toisha. What do you mean right now he becomes a ger toisha? He became a ger toisha from the time he was born. As if Nachum wanted to be Mechadish, this Mecha over here is a whole new din Mechad's Mikanu Lahaba. And that's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yosef. However, it must be said that when they showed the Brisker Rav, the Kuntresei Biyurim, Moshe Shmuel Shapiro was a Talmud of the Brisker Rav. He went over to the Brisker Rav with Rav Nachum's big Hatiyuk in the Rambam, and the Brisker Rav answered very sharply, Das ist nicht pshat. Tomen it zogin. Yes. By the way, the Brisker Rav had tremendous haracha for Rav Nachum. He did not tell it was Rav Nachum's diak. He just said the diak, and he said, I hear the diak, oba kemen it zogin. One second. The Shaila Sutshuva Sam Sofer. Someone wrote to the Shoyal of the Sam Sofer that you could say Torah, that it's Mikana Lahaba. The Sam Sofer wrote back very strongly, you can't say it. What do they do with this Misha Micha? As the Olam suggested that the way to read Rashi is like this. Vim Kiddush Isha Kama Misha Micha Eina Tzricha Get. If you read Rashi straight, the way to read it is Vim Kiddush Isha Misha Micha. If you Makadish Isha at Misha Micha after the Macha, they said really you should put a comma there. Vim Kiddush Isha Kama Misha Micha Eina Tzricha Get. It's a Mechudish Dika way of reading Rashi.
But the other way is so pashut. Of course, if the kaddish after his mind, that it should be a kiddush.
No, the other way the kiddush is that forget the diuk.
The diuk. Okay, I understand the diuk is, but to tell me that you should.
That's the kiddush. The kiddush is the diuk.
And then we're going to have a diuk.
Yeah. Good. Okay. Those are two nukudas in Rashi the oilam could handle. Rav Nachum did in his Shir Klali say that it's Mikanu Lahaba, but that was a Chiddush Rav Nachum that wasn't so Mekubal. That's one Chiddush Rav Nachum in the Sugya that wasn't so Mekubal. Those were the Diyukim. Okay. Now let's move on to the next stage of Limah.
You know, Mekadosh, that's with the Kabbalah's Mitzvah. So he cannot be Moed. That's the Hanzi.
Okay. A Machshava. Okay. As the Gemara says, the Gemara asks in the Mishnah, and the Gemara says that, you could be Moicha, why do you give the Ksuva? We don't give a Ksuva, the Azla va'ochla b'geyusa. So over here, there's a big Machlekes Rishonim. Why don't we give her a Ksuva? What does the Gemara mean? The Rashba learns the Gemara that it's a suffix if she's going to be Moicha, and she's a Goy now, or she's a Yid now. As what's the klal in Suffolk Mominis? Hamoiti Michaveroi Olov Haraya. As Im Kane, why do I have to give the ksuba? Maybe you'll be Moicha when you get older. And if you'll be Moicha when you're older, the Rajbashita is you become a Goy Lamafreya like the Pashtas. As why do I have to give you a ksuba? If you're a Goy, I don't have to give you a ksuba. That's how the Rajba learns the Gemara. Freg the Rajba, a very interesting question on the Gemara. Freg the Rajba, that I am the Shita that was Mechiach from the Gemara, that Klapei Dinei Daraisa, you're allowed to marry her. There's an Isser to be Metchaten in a Goy, but the Gemara is Mavur, you married her, because that's what we're handling, the Ksuba when she got married is a Ketana. As when it comes to the Isser Daraisa, we say she's a Yid. And when it comes to Mamanis, we say she's a guy. We're Choshesh. What's the Pshat? Zog the Rajva. There's a Chazaka that you're not going to be Meicha. We're talking about someone that was brought up in a frum background. We were talking before the streets of Bisman Hazeh in Europe. Oh, in the times of the Gemara. Oh, you brought up for a Yid. Chazaka. Zehu. In Bisman Hazeh, could be there's a Chazaka. I shouldn't be so sharp. Oh. Vinishvi, there's a chazaka. A chazaka, you're going to stay a Yid. Zog de Rajba, oibazei, chazaka in Isurim works. But in Mominis, the klal is, moitzi michaveroi, all of haraya. Okay, you know what? Everyone has gewaldige things to say. I just have to get finished. You can come over later. I'm sure it's gewaldig. I just push it. Okay, but I'm happy the Olam's very into it. That I enjoy. There's once a Rosh Yeshiva that no one asked. He said, I don't give shir in a Beis HaKvaras. Aber, it's good the Olam's into it. I appreciate it, but we got to accomplish. Okay. As the Rajbe asks that, Hamoitzi Mechaveroi, the Rajbe asks, Dr. Rajbe, Hamoitzi Mechaveroi Varaya. Zok Rav Nochum. This is one of Rav Nochum's, like, you have to put this Rajba in your back pocket. This one is one of the Yesodis Digger Rajbas of Shas by Rav Nochum. Zok the Rajba, how do I know this? Because there's a din. Eid Echor is Nemon Bisurim. And he doesn't work in Mammon. If you believe him, he should work in Mammon. Zok the Rajba. Must be that by mamin, when you're moisi from a cheskes mamin, you need a raya. Chazaka is not a raya. Eid echad is not a raya. As this is a yedir abasi. What's the difference between eid echad and isurim? Why in isurim eid echad is neman and in mamin not? The Rajba over here says mishum the din of moisi michaveroi olav haraya. Number one, there's a Shmaita, in Shmaita Vav, Perek Gimel, one of the most famous Shmaitas that's used all over in many places. What happens by an Aveda if an Eid Echad comes that you're not against the Cheskes Mamon? Is it Eid Echad Nemon? Is it the word Eid Echad is not believed in Yone Mamon? Because there's a Xeris HaKosev of Dava Dava Mi Mamon? Or is it Mishum he's going against the Cheskes Mamon? My nafkamina by an Aveda where there's no Cheskes Mamon. We have a Mefurish Rashba. Aleph. But more than that, Zeh says Rav Nochum, we have a Yesodis Dikke Chilik in the Rashba, Hezber in the Indian. Why isn't an Eid Echad a Raya? Hare, we believe him. If we believe you when it comes to Yisurim, we believe you that you're allowed to eat this piece of meat. We believe you that you're allowed to do this bia. You're allowed to eat this piece of meat. We're believing you. As what does it mean? Eid Echad is not a raya. If we believe you for mamonis, why by two people that's called a raya? Eid Echad is not called a raya. As this is for the oilam that was here in Gittinsman that we learned Eid Echad Neman Bisurim. We remember the Yisoid of Rav Nochum there. And even if you didn't, it's still good to hear it. That Eid Echad Neman Bisurim is Mavur in this Rajba. It's Cholik from Eidus of Mamon. Eidus and Mamon, when two people come in, we believe you, this is what happened. You're Mevartas Gufa de Uvda. Eid Echad Bisurim is not the word, we believe you that this is what happened. Eid Echad Bisurim means we're soimich on you. We're not mistopic different than what you said. You tell me it's kosher? Okay, I don't have to think it's treif. Do I know for sure? No, I don't know for sure. But I don't have to be mistopic different than what you said. As I'm not really believing you it's kosher, I don't know. But I don't have to think maybe it's treif. I don't have to be mistopic differently. As in Isurim, it's enough, you're not mistopic. Ab against Cheskes Mamon, you need a Raya. And he brought, the Rambam says, Eid Echad is Neman in two places, there's a Gzeris HaKosev, by Soita and Egla Arufa. Frag the Noisei Kelim on the Rambam, the Tashbitz. Ay, Eidecho Nemon Bisurim. What do you mean Eidecho is Nemon in only two places in the Torah? What happened to Eidecho Nemon Bisurim? Sakrim Nachum, there are two places in the Torah. Eidecho is Nemon Kishnayim. What does Nemon Kishnayim mean? He's believed Lagamri. Eidecho Nemon Bisurim is not Kishnayim. Oh, okay. That's what Rav Nachum Boyd from this Rashba, a big Yisoid in Eidecho Nemon Bisurim, and a Hezber in the Gemara. His Rebbe, Rebbe Chanan, Rav Nachum brought from, showed from a Rosh in Kedushin that the Rosh is Choylik. The Rosh handles what's the din, Nebuch Lo Yaleinu, a son that became a Mummer, is a Yerush's father. What's the Shaila? A mummer has a din of a goy in kamadinim shebetayra. As do you say, a mummer is a goy, he doesn't yirish his father or not. Zog the Rosh, that l'choira, the Gemara in Kedushin says, a goy is yirish his father. As l'choira a mummer, even if he's a goy, he should be yirish his father. As me'ikad adina, he should be yirish his father. But he brings, our Gemara is a raya not that. Where do you see our Gemara, a mummer? Zog the Rosh, in our Gemara you see a Yisoid, you don't give someone money, that's going to be Ozlova Ochla B'Giyusa. You don't give somebody money that he's going to use it for Goyish Azachen. As being that this Mummer is a Mummer, he's going to use it for Goyish Azachen, you don't give him the money. If he learned like the Rashba, that Pshat in the Gemara was, he's a Safik Goy, what's the Raya? Over there he's a Vada Yid! We know he's a Yid! He's Yairish's father, and even if he's a Goy, he's Yairish's father. What does the Rosh mean? Zok Rebbe Chanan, in this Rosh you see that the Rosh has a whole new Pshat in the Gemara. Medina, we assume he's a Yid. But being that he could be Moicha, and if he's Moicha, he's going to use it Begeyusa. We don't give money to people that use it Begeyusa. Thus is the Pshat of the Rosh. Rather, the Loshen of the Gemara is much more Meduyik like the Rosh. Because if the Ptur is a Goy, what are you saying? Das Lavachla Begeyusa for? Just say, he's a Goy! A Goy you don't give money to. As the Lashon of the Gemara clings, is more meduyik like the Hezber of the Rosh. This is the, why does the Rosh argue on the Rashba? L'chayri, he could have learned the Gemara, he didn't moitzi mechaveru olav araya. We'll leave the Olam think about it. Okay. This is the Nekuda number two. The last Nekuda we want to touch on in this Sugya. Higdilu Ein yecholim limchais. Even though igdilu yecholim limchais, Abba only right away. If he waits, he can't make a mecha afterwards. As the shaila is, frekter rishonim, an interesting shaila. So he has 1 second when he turns into gadol to be mecha. He has to be. How is he efshel letzamsing? How could he do that? As a chelik of the Rishonim say, he makes the macha when he's a katan, and that shows that he doesn't want it. And then when he becomes a gadol, he's moicha again. As there wasn't a rega that went by where there was a tkufa without a macha. That's the mahalach of the Rashba and the Ritva. Oh, as they say, he has to be moicha again. But at least you see that the rega he turned into a gadol, he didn't want to be a yid. A very gakistik teretz. As it helps us that we shouldn't say when he turned into a gadol, there was a rega he wanted to be a yid, but he still has to make a machal later on. True. As is the mahalach of the Rashba. There's another mahalach, but we're very late. As we just want to fear ois, a geshmaka, vote in a Taisis Rid. The Taisis Rid says that the way it works is if he wants to be Micha, that he's not a Yid, that he doesn't have to wait till he's a Gadol. But to become a Yid, finally, that is totally on the Rega of Godless. If he's quiet, the Rega of Godless, as then he's a Yid forever. But the Mecha, he could make before he's a Gadol. That's what the Tosis Rid says. And the Tosis Rid is Sarich Ion B'Yoyser. What are these two Zmanim? There's a Zman to be Mecha when you're a cotton and a Goy, that it helps that you don't become. And there's a second level when you become 13. As Rav Asher wanted to be Masber with a Chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Yud Zayin. And the Shailas Tshuvas Sam Sefer, the Medayik from a Rambam, the Rambam says a Ben Noyach that eats Pachas Mikashir is Chayiv. Shirim are only by Yisrael. Zok the Minchas Chinuch, Lefi Zeh, the din of Godless, that the Godless of a human being is by 13, is Halacha LeMoshe MiSinai. As by Goyim, it's not totally on the age of 13. By Goyim, if he's a Ben Das at the age of 11, he's fully responsible. If he does an Avera, you could kill him. Because that which a Gadol becomes Gadol at 13, how do we know that? It's Halacha LeMoshe MiSinai. Halacha LeMoshe MiSinai was said by Yidden, not by Goyim. Ibazei Zakir Vosher. A mecha to make him into a goy, that's dinei bnei noyach. As if he's a bar das before the age of 13, that he could do. But the final acceptance of Yiddishkeit, that he's a yid forever and it's never going to change, that's a yiddish din, that you need him to be 13. As that's how Rav Asher wanted to learn a gevaldige chab to explain the Tosis Arid. To be moicha, which means to be stay a guy, as long as you're a bar das, you could do it. At 11, at 10, you're a bar das, you could do it. Oh, but to accept Yiddishkeit that you can never change it forever, that you have to be 13. That's the way Rav Asher wanted to explain the Tosis Rid, a very sweet pshat. And Ezra Hashem v'idach zil gemar. Say that.